Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reetha Gray from Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zulie.
Good morning, Jim, and all of America and the entire world. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Reetha. Wow. Well, I'm fine, and I guess that, here we are, midsummer, would you call it? I guess July 15th is kind of getting there. And
I
just saw a little tidbit that I was wondering how many people actually get up and leave. And they say about 40% of people through the summer try to go somewhere. That's interesting, huh?
Well, I try to go somewhere all the time. I believe any time is a great time to vacate. So.
Yeah, but you know what's funny is out here, when you wake up in January, February, it's still like August, you know?
Exactly. The rest of the country is still having all kinds of weather problems. So we're really fortunate to be here in sunny Southern California.
Exactly. Yeah, I was looking at some of that in the news. It says weather's a little different, but, I think we have, what do we average, would you say, about 70, 79 degrees?
Year-round? Yeah, I'd say.
Yeah, on the average. Yeah, and it's, do you think there actually is a change going on with all this, you know, climate stuff? I mean, or is this kind of par for the course when you hear, or are we just more up to date on all the, you know, with the CNN and everything, we just know what's going on more in all the different states. But you see these floods and people that have lived there, they say, well, we've never had this before.
But I think everything's cyclical. I mean, they claim there was an ice age. There was, you know, there were all these different ages. So I think it's just cyclical. And I don't know what the next age is going to be, but, that's already here. That's why we're baby boomers. But, yeah, I think it just goes around. But that leads us right up to our hot topics.
There you go.
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topic.
Well, my hot topic today is going to be a review of a movie called And So It Goes. It's a comedy. It stars Michael Douglas, and I got to go see it because I don't know if people know this. I did not know this, but AARP invites people to be their guest at a free movie, and it's called Movies for Grownups. And
oh, cool.
They do pre-screenings. It's at least the one I went to was at a really nice theater. And they show movies that are kind of geared towards baby boomers' age. And it starred Michael Douglas and Diane Keaton. And it was a hysterical movie. It was so funny. I enjoyed it so much. And it's about a guy, Michael Douglas, who's really grumpy and just really the worst person. He really is. And all of a sudden his estranged son drops off his granddaughter that he never even knew existed, and it turns his life upside down. And it's kind of a romantic comedy for older people. We need romance. We need comedy, okay?
Yeah.
And it's just hysterical. It comes out on July 25th, so I want to recommend to everybody to go see And So It Goes. It's really funny. And also check out AARP. You sign up online and they send you emails and they tell you when they're having movies and they have all kinds of events. I had no idea. But at any rate,
cool.
Go sign up. It really is. And it's absolutely free. I mean,
if
you
go to
enough of those movies, if you go to enough of those movies, you've paid for your AARP membership. So,
oh, yeah.
Like
yeah.
I said, go see the movie, And So It Goes. It stars Diane Keaton, Michael Douglas, Rob Reiner produced, and he acts in it. And it's a great film. And what's your hot topic for this morning?
Well, sometimes I'll be at an event or be talking to some of the people that are more our age, and they'll be bringing up, hey, you know, whatever happened to that guy. So I'm just going to, every once in a while during different shows, bring up some of the people. And today I'm going to touch on the Lone Ranger. Now, as I go along, you guys can think in your head what the answer would be as I come up to the question, or I go to bring up a name. See if you can think of it. Okay, the Lone Ranger is so named because the character is the only survivor of a group of six Texas Rangers who were chasing a band of outlaws. I don't know if you can remember back to that first one of the first ones. And they were ambushed in a canyon named Bryant's Gap. Now, an Indian named Tano came across the Rangers. Well, of these six Rangers, five of them were shot dead. And one of the survivors was found by Tonto, and when Tonto found him, it turned out that when they were children, the lone survivor was the guy who saved him. Tonto named his friend Kimo Sabe, which meant trusty scout. The story went from radio to television that ran from 1949 to 57, along with comics and movies. Now, I know everything I'm going to tell you, you already know. The title character, who was played by who else? You all have the name in your head, yes. George Seaton and Earl Grazer, and most memorable, the person was Brace Beamer. Now, to television viewers, Clayton Moore was the ranger, who was so popular that in a court case he had gone to, that Moore, he was part of the court situation, the judge had to step down because he could not be impartial because he was a fan. So for a short time, John Hart replaced Moore. And, of course, Tonto, who was played by, anyone remember? Yes, John Todd and Roland Parker. In the TV series, which a lot of us know and remember the name, Jay Silverheels played Tonto. And Jay was a Mohawk from the Six Nations Indian Reservation. And Jack Carlton Moore, Clayton Moore, was from Chicago, and he was born in 1914 and passed away in 1999 at 85. So
my
there's an
goodness.
Update on the Lone Ranger.
Well, that's very interesting, and I didn't know
yeah.
all those facts, so thank you for that. And that brings us to our first commercial.
Finally, something to look forward to on Monday mornings. I'm Retha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and I've teamed up with Easy's dad, Jim Zuli, to rock your world on Baby Boomers Live. That's right. Every Monday morning at 10 a.m., we will be discussing all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. So tune in to EasyWayBroadcasting.com on BlogTalkRadio.com to see what Jim and I are up to. Your Mondays will never be the same.
Before I tell you what vanity is, let me tell you what it isn't. Vanity isn't about narcissism. Vanity is about self-esteem, and who couldn't use some of that? The foundation of vanity lies in all-natural, skin-nourishing, brain-boosting agents, all conveniently packaged in a fruity beverage supplement. Vanity is different. Science confirms what we consume affects our skin, our overall appearance, and our liveliness. Vanity is a choice for better living, confidence in what you're drinking, and letting the best of you shine through. And who says you can't have it all?
Vanity, a unique, all-natural beauty supplement drink that helps revive you from the inside out.
That's Vanity,
okay.
And you've got to try the Vanity drink. It's absolutely fabulous. It's you can go to www.vanitydrink.com, and use the discount code 7022, and you can get a discount. All right.
Good, Retha.
Now,
hey, look, you got
Jim,
the numbers. Not bad.
Yeah. Now, Jim,
hey, well,
you were talking about
a
Western.
Know.
We have a great guest today who is actually a country Western singer. She does impressions of Dolly Parton, Tammy Wynette, and Loretta Young. You can't get any more country than that, can you?
That's
so
pretty
we
talented.
Have our guest this morning, Wendy Lynn Adams. Wendy.
Hello, Aretha. Hi, Jim. How are you doing?
Well, hello, Wendy. You know, I can't help but thinking of Hook when I hear your name. Sorry.
Really?
Did you catch that?
Wow.
Did you catch that, Wendy?
No.
Captain Hook. Remember Wendy?
Yeah.
Now, see, I was thinking Peter Pan.
There you go.
Well, Wendy, how are you doing this morning?
I am doing so good. I am so excited. The things that's going to be going on this week is just amazing.
Well, what are you up to?
Well, you know, my birthday, my real birthday is August the 11th, but I will be in Memphis, Tennessee. I will be there in Memphis, Tennessee, because Elvis Presley and I were friends, and I go there and do shows and talk about Elvis. Well, in Hollywood,
oh, so cool.
They are giving me a birthday party this Sunday, and it's going to
Can
be...
Can I join you?
Sure, please. It's going
because
to be at the Bixby East.
I'm 4 days away from you. I'm August 2.
Oh,
August
wow. Well, see, that's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, except I was born probably 15 years before you, but other than that, the month is close.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, it's going to be at the Bixby, and you all can come out there and say hi to us and come in and join in the fun. We're going to have lots of entertainment. There's going to be a lot of media coverage. There's going to be all kinds of cameramen there, and just come out and have fun. And I'm
right,
too, but I'm going to be doing
a
show.
Right,
where's that
going to
be
on Wilshire, right?
Yeah, it's going to be on Wilshire Boulevard. It is, the address is, just a second, let me pull it
I
up.
Know, it's just west of La Brea on Wilshire
that's
Boulevard.
That's where, Aretha, that's where we're doing our benefit concert.
Right, it's a
Easy
great venue,
concert.
Great location. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So
well,
I
you know
had
what?
Unfortunately,
gonna be there.
Wendy, I had planned to be there for your birthday, but I'm going to be out of town. But
oh,
tell us a little bit more. Everybody can't say that they knew Elvis Presley. I mean, what was that like?
It was amazing. He was an amazing person. Words can't really explain how he reacted to the people. And even after all these years, how people, you know, from little kids all the way up are becoming fans or their grandparents had taught them about Elvis. And they've got a lot of ETAs, which are Elvis impersonators in training. And they go out there and they just open up a new world to a lot of people. And that address is 5364 Wilshire Boulevard.
All
so
right, and that's next
and
Sunday
hi.
Evening.
Yeah, that's this coming Sunday on the 20th.
Okay, yeah, that's July 20th, in case this is rebroadcast. July 20th, 2014. And happy birthday,
Wendy. Well, you know what?
Wendy.
We're
going
to try to get down there.
I hope
We're
gonna
so. Try to get
It'll
down
be
there.
So neat. You're going to get to hear me sing, too, because I'm doing a show.
Can I get a picture?
And I've heard you.
Absolutely. You can have a picture, darling.
And I've heard you sing, and you are absolutely fabulous. You embody to me what country western is really all about.
Can
thank
we get a
you.
Little
I love
a
it.
Little tiny sample of some of your little singing stuff?
Let's see. If I should stay, I'd only be in your way. So I'll go, but don't you know? I'll think of you every step of the way. And I will always love you. Okay, that's a little bit.
There
and a lot of people don't know Dolly Parton wrote that.
Yes,
everybody thinks of Whitney Houston, but Dolly wrote that.
And you know what? When Dolly wrote that song, you know, Elvis Presley wanted to sing that song. And the Colonel wanted Dolly to give out all her rights to Elvis, and naturally she wouldn't do it. So when Whitney came up and wanted the song, Dolly said she could use it, but she would never give it away.
Now, if somebody
Smart
asked you for an impression
that Dolly
Parton, if they asked
Pardon
you
me?
For an impression, what would you tell them? What would you do for an impression of Dolly Parton? Because I know that's common.
I probably would just do this song, I'll Always Love You, and I'd like to do her songs. People look at me and they call me Dolly all the time. And it's kind of fun, you know, and I like being Wendy Lynn too. But I do like Dolly Parton, I do Tammy Wynette and Loretta Lynn. And, you know, the real country, going back to the way country music was years ago. And, oh, I love Patsy Cline. I'm also going to be doing, I'm an actress, and I'm going to be in a movie called Hidden Valley of the Awakening.
Yes, you are. I'm going to be in
that,
that movie,
familiar?
Too.
Yeah. I know.
I don't think we get
We're
to work
together.
Yeah, we'll be in the same movie. I don't think we actually work in any scenes together, but you never know. They rewrite stuff. You never know. We might be.
That's for sure.
And you also do some work. You're working on a home for unwed mothers?
Unwed mothers. Yes, I am. I'm trying to raise money to open this home. I'm tired of seeing the TV ads where these babies are found dead in trash bands and stuff like that. And I think if we could give the teenage girls and stuff a, you know, education on how to take care of these babies. And I really believe that a home like I'm talking about where we have a nurses and comes in and we have nutritionists come in and tell them how to cook and stuff like that, I really think we could that this will help. And my,
how
like
about
I say,
this?
I,
how about if you do a video blog of some of your impressions and we will help you with Eric's Power raise money for your charity, for your cause. How about that?
Oh, that would be amazing. I would love it.
As you know, Eric's very powerful on the Internet. Aretha knows that. You have three main impressions you do. What were the other two other than Dolly Parton?
I do Tammy Wynette and Loretta Lynn.
Okay,
and,
what would Loretta Lynn's be? Just a short
would
little.
Be. You
yeah.
come
would
to tell me something. You say I ought to know that he don't love me anymore and I have to let him go. You say you're going to take him. Oh, but I don't think you can because you ain't woman enough to take my man. All right?
That's
awesome.
Now, Wendy, you're also in. Wendy, you're involved in a contest, and
yes,
now that we've
yes.
heard you sing, where do people need to go so they can vote for you?
Okay, they need to go to my blog. Okay, they need to go into the Facebook, look under Wendy Lynn Adams, and Clay's Music. Go under Clay's Music, and you'll see I've been nominated for the Country Gospel Singer of the Year. And they can go
oh,
on
cool.
there and vote every day from July 1st up until September the 30th. I need you all to go out there and vote for me. This is a good
right.
award. I would love to have it.
And how else can we get in touch with you? You're on Facebook under Wendy Lynn Adams.
Yes, and I'm under, it would be ADAV777@msn.com. Now,
that's
if they
your
go into,
email?
That's my email. Now, if they go into Clay's Country, they will be going into, it'll say Wendy Lynn Adams, it'll say... Gospel Artist of the Year, Clay's Country Radio Awards, okay? Now, this is going all over the world, okay? This isn't just going, in California. This is all over the world, and so we are just so excited about this. And I've been doing a lot of work for our veterans, you know. That's another thing my heart goes out to. I love working with them. I've gone into Indiana. I've done shows there. We've raised money. I have just done one here in Los Angeles for the Jewish Association, and it was amazing. It was really good. But this, you know, this is something that these people need to know. They need to know what it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, awesome. Well, Wendy, it's been great having you on the show. Again, people can reach you on Facebook, Wendy Lynn Adams. That's WendyLynnAdams. And you've got so much stuff going on. I'm sure they can keep up with you on your Facebook page. I want to wish you all the best on all of your endeavors. And I'm so sorry I'm going to miss your party. But happy birthday and have a great party. Thank you for being with us, Wendy.
I'll be there, Wendy. Thank you, Jim. Okay, I hope to see you, Jim. I want a hug.
All right, sounds good. All right.
And let's go straight to
Hi, I'm Aretha Gray. I used to have a whole host of skincare products taking up space on my bathroom counter. Now I just use Nerium AD. It has everything I need in one simple treatment. It's reduced the appearance of fine lines, discolorations, and uneven skin texture. So, for information about this fountain of youth in a bottle, go to www.rethagray.nerium.com. That's RETHAGREY.NERIUM.com. There's even a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim from Jim.
Well, the day comes when we finally retire, the date that was planned years ago, well, or a time that it just fit in. So here we are, done working those long hours with all the responsibility off your shoulders. What a relief. Well, in many cases, that responsibility is missed, the feeling of importance, of being needed to accomplish goals, etc. And this is also seen in sports when a good player, in whatever sport it is not keeping up any longer and must take the transition to being a regular person. Well, sometimes it's hard, especially for the CEO who gives up his position of leadership. It's just that they no longer have that power. You could see what the difference it would be, like a big general or whatever it is, and then they're sitting home. Well, sometimes the transition leads to depression or drinking. The way people adjust comes down to the individual. Many think that they have had enough, which I can relate to that, and need a break. They are more than happy to unload the responsibility that they've been carrying around on their shoulders for years, and here they come. It's time for retirement. Well, whatever the case, they have so much money put aside, and it's time to, well, spend their money. Where does it go? The top ones are travel, family activity, hobbies, fishing, golfing, volunteering, reading, exercising, home improvement. Well, you remember, I gave you the average baby boomer has made $44,000 a year and should retire with 11 times that amount. Well, on the average, they have $25,000, so take it from there. Anyway, Aretha, I think time-wise, I'll turn it over to you.
Okay, it's tech time.
Tech time.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right, it's tech time.
Well, people laugh at me because I still have an AOL email address. And people say, who has AOL anymore? AOL can be a free email address just like everybody else, but AOL is one of the few services that you can still actually pay for. You say, what, can pay for? Why would you pay for it? Well, I keep AOL because if you pay the lowest fee, I think it's $4 and change, just under $5 a month, you also have the ability to have dial-up. Now, again, I know you're saying, what? Who does dial-up? Well, if for any reason the Wi-Fi goes down and you still want to use your internet, you can't use it. That's just the way it is. No Wi-Fi, and most of us haven't connected with our cable company or with some other company, with your phone company. And if it goes out in the area, you can't use it. So if you can get to some place that has a phone line or electricity, you can still use dial-up if you actually pay for the AOL service. You also get to have unlimited email if you pay for the service. Now, most people don't need 10,000 emails, but some people in business, we save our emails over the years, and those kind of mount up. So with AOL paid service, you actually get to have unlimited number of emails. You get storage. You get 7 email addresses. Now, I've been just covering all of the different emails that you can get. So I'm not pushing AOL any more than I am over Gmail or Hotmail or any or MSN Mail or any of that. But AOL has unique services that some of the other ones don't have because they do still have the pay service. So you might want to check into AOL. Keep your Gmail account, keep your Hotmail account. But you may want to check into AOL for the services that they offer that are just a little bit different. So that's my tech time for today. So, Jim, there's all kinds of
I'm taking notes, Rita. I'm taking notes.
There's all kinds of stuff coming up, Jim. There's all kinds of stuff coming up in the near future.
Yeah, and, you know, and this app thing is really amazing. And when we meet with people, the expression on their faces when you go to, you know, Eric's showing them the Eric Zuley, Zuley app, and how they can, you know, communicate with stars on the app and go to all these programs. It's, you know, this technology, you know, my statement, Rafa, I'm still amazed by the television set, let alone all this stuff. And I'm taking notes when I listen to your tech time, you know, keeping me up to date.
Well, that's just it. With the Eric Zuley app, you can have Eric in your pocket. You can have Rita and Jim in your pocket. You can find out about all the different shows on the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. There's all kinds of stuff there. And then for the fans that want to keep up with what's going on, all you have to do is text the word menu to the number 949-836-9596. And you'll be able to keep up with all the different shows. You'll get reminders. And then the Easy Way Broadcast is presenting STOP. It's a talent showcase and benefit concert. It's going to be at Busby's East in Los Angeles, the same place where they're having Wendy's party. And it's going to be on September 27th. And it's an all-ages talent showcase. So, baby boomers, this is not like American Idol where they exclude us, okay? This is going to be an all-ages talent show. So if you have a talent, you need to go to easywaybroadcasting.com, check it out. I mean, you know, some of the baby boomers have some very unique talents. I mean, you may play saw or the zither or something.
Whatever that is.
And you want to showcase that talent. You may sing, you may dance, because just because we get older doesn't mean we lose our talents, right?
All the stuff you do. Yeah, it's interesting. You know, real quick, just, you know, if I can shoot this in there, they put together some bands thinking, okay, a lot of these bands, guys, girls our age today, they want to see what's going on. Whatever happened to those old bands, and some people went out and gathered them together. Then they were dispersed for years, and they threw them on the stage, and they actually could start playing again. You know, it's like they were playing yesterday. That's interesting, you know. Haven't played years, and poof, you know, pick it up just like that.
Absolutely. Well, that's our show for this week, Jim. It's been great. I've had fun. Look forward to seeing you next week. I'll be calling
in
from New York City next Monday. So we'll see you then.
Sounds good. So long, everyone.
thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your host, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.